A few thousand people walked around Canalside for Suicide Awareness 2 weekends ago. Last week, Niagara Falls was illuminated in yellow, the color for suicide prevention. Amongst all the outreach happening in Buffalo and throughout the country this month, suicide prevention experts say it's important not to forget about one group in particular, the elderly.
We don't tend to think about senior citizens as being at a high risk.
That's Missy Stolfi, Western New York Area Director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
We think about seniors with their health risks or health issues and illnesses. We think about all sorts of other declines in health or challenges in health that may happen.
Older adults are actually some of the most at risk for suicide. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, people 85 and over have the second highest suicide rate of any age group. In fact, the latest CDC data says people 75 and over, as well as 55 to 64, have higher suicide rates than teens, young adults, and people in their 20s and 30s. Men 65 and over are often considered the most at-risk demographic for suicide. There's a somewhat brighter picture locally. The elderly suicide rates in New York State, as well as Erie County, are about half that of the national average. Gara Lloyd Lester, an associate director for the Suicide Prevention Center of New York State, says it's hard to say exactly why that is.
Historically, New York State, across a lifespan, our rates of suicide have been lower, which is good news, but always important to remember that one lost by suicide is one too many.
Dr. Yates Conwell of the University of Rochester is considered an expert in elderly suicide. He says there's 5 common characteristics of older adults that just so happen to put them at increased risk of suicide. He calls them the 5 D's.
They're depression, disease or illness, disability or functional impairment, disconnectedness, and access to deadly means.
Conwell and others at the University's Suicide Study and Prevention Center are particularly interested in disability and disconnectedness and how they're intertwined.
So many older people, as they accrue medical illnesses that cause functional impairment, cause them to withdraw for lots of reasons, maybe sensory impairments make it more difficult to interact with others, or a stroke, or problems with ambulation, no longer able to drive, widowhood, so that people can become very socially isolated. And that we clearly know predisposes both to depression and to suicide risk.
Those are all potential warning signs for caregivers. And Conwell, as well as Stolfi, say they're important not to ignore. They both noted that while seniors have an increased risk of being depressed, depression is not considered a natural part of aging.
It can be really easy for us to chalk it up to, well, they're sad and old and they live alone. But that doesn't mean it has to be that way. And so the more we can do, too, to help reach out in a genuine way, reach out, maybe look for ways that we can do some new hobbies or activities, right?
Conwell says outreach programs and senior services programs that help with socialization and mobility are key in the fight against elderly suicide. He adds that elderly suicide will only be more of a public health concern in the coming years as the baby boomers continue to age.
That particular baby boom cohort has had somewhat higher suicide rates than other cohorts at the same ages. So while we've seen some reduction in suicide rates in older people, as an age group in recent decades, certainly possible and I think likely that is going to change as the baby boom cohort enters that time of life.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.